All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you all for joining me again. It's a great honor to join you in your time, in your space, in your day. It's nothing more motivating for me to participate with you. Thank you so much. And love these ideas. Please keep submitting them in. They're just so awesome. And just know there's a lot of people looking at your ideas and suggestions coming forward. It might be the U.S. military. It might be the global military. There's a tremendous amount of people that are watching all of our communications and see how we're doing, even though they have conscious gateways. Just keep putting in submittals, processes that you think will improve the planet, and so forth. And this is a way to go around all these systems. This is a way to go around all politics. And this is a way to solve some problems in real time. And thank you so much for understanding that. And yeah, we do work a little funny because we get to be spontaneous and have fun and have tremendous fun. And thank you so much. I'll see if we can get some work done today. Let's see. Arizona. There is an initiative with a few people, volunteers, who want to join you there and help California, Arizona, Nevada, obviously California all at once. So we're probably going to, the volunteers are headed your way in Arizona. So that'll be one of the first West Coast offices for Project VQ Homestead. We'll have a proper name for it pretty quick, but like everyone to name their own offices, most likely. A loyal title, any ideas, please? Florida, you know, the draw there is tremendous. Texas, and then still figuring out what to do in the East Coast, a little muddier up there. But certainly we have volunteers up there already. And then obviously right down the middle to Texas and Montana areas. But we want to be... we want to have fun with this and do this with great care and integrity to our hearts. When we do these, we move through these opportunities in our universe. And so, again, it's just look what we've accomplished already. It's moving very quickly. I'll give you a couple of updates here before I start on the dialogue. The Homestead group of PRQ is working on taking a legacy homestead, repatenting it, re-identifying it. So that's been done, retesting it. And now we're looking at growing the homestead so that I or others can be a witness to case law of how, if I only have 2 acres on an existing 160 acres, how I'm going to expand it when there's unpossessed land. So the understanding would be if I'm on 1 acre, I'm actually on 160 acres. And so if someone has a parcel of 50 other acres and they're not possessing it, this gets a little interesting now, as you can see, is so I've got 160, well, wait a minute, I'm on the 160 acres, so everyone else shouldn't be on it. So these are interesting concepts, but there shouldn't be a concept because we're the ones who gave away parcels and avoiding or constructing title that wasn't alloidial. So for me, all the banks created and or constructed the deeds to get around alloidial title. And the counties just followed suit. It's a revenue producing activity, title companies and so forth. You've heard me say it 1,000 times. So anyway, that's why we're doing this, is we have an opportunity to really take care and get free on our planet. We're using America as an example and reestablish space and time that's ours on our planet. And that's incredibly important as we go through the ascension cycle. We're getting more powerful, more aware, more knowledge, instead of remembering everything that was forced into our brains. Thank you so much for listening to me. All right, Saskia, got your message. Thank you. Stay tuned. Working through a couple items there. Make sure you have a good customer base there. Girls of Ballard, I'll work for you again there. Arizona, I'm going to be reaching out to you. I missed you last week. And then I'll do my best to get some calls out to the Florida group too. So thanks for your patience. And here we go. Let's get through the PDF updates. So you have the four steps on BBS Radio, PRQ, Homestead. You have the PDF there. Click here. I think the BBS guys are incredible in that they make the signage so huge that even I could click it. I think that's awesome. They've just been such an incredible support. So let me explain to you why I'm reading each step. Okay, so if we have people around the world who don't have video capability but may be able to call in and listen, they'll be able to transcribe what I'm saying. But most importantly is when I put intention to it, you receive the intention, then the fulfillment will be more powerful. So there's more than one of us who wants to do this. As an example, we all get engaged and say, this is for me or this isn't. And really gives it some horsepower, even though I'm quite sure everyone on computer can read each document, giving it the power of our hearts is why I read these. And then here, when I'm done with a couple pieces of dialogue here, I'll take calls, but please don't call in until I'm done so it doesn't bury the phone lines. I know that was a useless statement because they're already buried. Thank you so much. It's just a privilege. All right, we're going to go to step two of patenting your land and or homesteading your existing homestead. All right, step two, what grantee assignee's declaration of grantee assignee's notice of claim of forever benefit of original land grand patent. Okay, so this is one of the most important awareness opportunities you have here is when you understand this document, this is what makes you an instant expert at defending your land if someone wants to tax you, as an example, or encroach and so forth. So this is a very, very important step here. And the sequence of events, as I mentioned at prior, and that's also why we're going slow here, is so that we don't go too fast and miss a step. And sure, there's a lot of intelligent people that can slam this out. But, you know, we got a lot of people that this takes time to make sure you get it right and so forth. So thank you. Again, it's about the intention we have, not so much about the speed. Hope you understand. Okay, where? So the claim of forever benefit of original land grant patent, this document is recorded, filed at the county recorder's office in the county your property is located. Okay, so this pertains to you globally too. So if I go to Europe, you're going to have the same recording and assessor's office, but different names. And that's why we're going to need some translators. Definitely need an Australian translator. I have no idea what language they speak there. Anyway, the reason these are so similar around the world is because the queen, that'll be enough. Thank you. The queen, when went to go to take over the world. So that's why I had Captain Cook and the gang going through the Samoan Islands, obviously took over Australia, took over all of Canada, Captain Vancouver, you know the story, pretended it was a French colony in Canada. It's actually her colony. So all the games, you know, look at what they did to the British Islands, U.S. Virgin Islands, all of the islands in the Bahamas, St. Thomas, Martinique, La Bermuda. I mean, so we got duped here. But the process, the model they use to take away our rights is pretty much the same, but you got to play with a little more formalities and take away the queen's power in this case. Many other dynasties we'll talk about in the future. Can't wait to get to Africa. Okay, when? When is the notice of claim of forever benefit of original and grand patent filed? It is recorded, filed after you have recorded, filed your acknowledgement, delivery and acceptance of your deed, and after you have posted a public notice for a minimum of 30 days. That's right. It only takes 30 days to people only have 30 days to respond to you. Although it is not filed right away, you still sign it right away. Okay, so it's a really important step here. So that's why I took the time to make the PRQ team published that 30-day notice, because that's fairly quick for most people. Like, what is this? And who's Ray Ray down the street? Think he owns my land? Things like that. Okay, why? This is the document whereby you accept the forever, very key term in the U.S. Constitution, benefit of the original land patent given to the original grantee. Said land patent was authorized by an act of or acts of Congress, came under one or more treaties, was signed by then President of the United States and the seal of the General Land Office affixed and recorded in the General Land Office, now housed with the Bureau of Land Management. Okay, so what's included in your example coming forward? So now you're going to get our sample of claim of forever benefit, original land grand patent. When you read through this, you're going to see how it was written. So that would be the next upload we'll do. And it's very, very important that you become an expert at understanding the terms, because it's worded unusually. And that's what's been siphoned away from you, is that knowledge. We should be teaching our kids, you know, at a very early age about some of these words that you're going to see in there. It was given and granted to the original grantee, his heirs and assigns forever, since forever is a long time. Anyone who has subsequently purchased all or portion of the land covered by this patent is an assign. Notice it didn't say assignee. And can update that patent into their own name, but for only that portion of land he, she actually owns. Okay, so this is what's interesting. So define ownership. This is where it gets real tricky, and that's why we're going real slow with expanding homesteads. Who owns is now in question instantly, because ownership is dictated by alloyal title, not by quitclaim deed, deeds of trust, etc. Those are all bank terms. So if I'm in possession of an existing patent and or homestead, don't I own all 160 acres? Interesting statement, isn't it? We're going to find out real quick. Okay, how? You sign the document in front of a notary public. If the legal description to your land is not already typed on the first page of this document, you add attachment A, which is your land description, and then record the document with the county recorder's office and request a certified copy of it. Okay, and obviously in Australia, you'd use the state, because you guys have you have Queensland and all the other beautiful states there. Question that. Anyway, at least the integrity of the politics there. And then remember, all documents are always signed using a pen with blue ink. Ask your notary to do likewise. All documents to be recorded cannot have staples or grommets in them. Okay, so when the next upload is given to you on the webpage here, you would have already had your notice of acknowledgement, delivery, and acceptance of deed done, notarized, and your witnesses, and the declaration of grantees, assignees, notice, and claim of forever benefits of original land grand patent is really, really, I'll just do the first section of it, so you'll see what it's going to look like. So in case in America, we're going to have, if we're taking over existing county work. So let's say it's an apartment building and you're in the apartment building, or a condo system. It could be anything, but there's always going to be a tax parcel to the address. A home, a rural home, you're always going to have a tax parcel if you're taxed. Some people, believe it or not, are not taxed because the laggardness of some counties, but counties are pretty good at making revenue. Anyway, so the one we used as your example, had two tax parcels and they're adjoined. So here's basically, for the record, how a declaration of grantee assignee's notice and claim of forever benefits of original land grant patents reads. And this was, let's see, the president, then I'll have to get back into my notes for that one. I think this one was on 1856. Anyway, here's how they read. It's pretty simple. You just have to be very, very specific. You'll see when we upload it, very specific about your descriptions. Well, I guess this one's 1880, forgive me. Okay. Know all men by these presents that I, your name, do hereby certify and declare that I hold in fee simple alloidium the below described land. I accept and claim the forever benefit of the land grant patent that granted all incidents of ownership held by the grantor to, and that would have been the legacy, homesteader will be the next name, the original grantee, his heirs and assigns forever, being United States land grant patent number, and then you'll recite your number, which will be on your, of course, document you've gotten from Bureau of Land Management, dated, in this case, this one was dated in 1880, and any applicable applications and certificate numbers. This is formal notice that the grant has been acknowledged, delivered, and accepted only as it pertains, that's right, to the land described here, and in that I have taken possession lawfully as assignee in the chain of title from the original land grant patent and do occupy the land. Okay, so this is very important that we get comfortable claiming assignment in chain of title. So chain of title from the original land patent, grant patent, and do occupy the land, that is really important document. And if you don't occupy the land, there are many ways to do this otherwise. But we're going to do it this one first, because a lot of people will have a lot, we'll get a lot more wins this way. This will be the first rounds, is my opinion, and the PRQ team is, everyone who's on property right now, these should go through real easy. And my encouragement is to really, even though we're not all experts, the real estate industry is jumping up and down right now, of course, and saying, no duh, chain of title. I should probably talk a little more eloquently on this topic. the fun part here is, this is what we created for ourselves. So as we reincarnated into all these bodies more and more, if you like that word, we lost control of what we left ourselves. And so your spirit is, it went from, I'm free on the north and on the plains of America, and 500 years later, I'm in tyranny. So this is how it works, folks. When the body dies, you got recycled and you're back in another body. And as the duration of this 2,000 years came in, you kept jumping into other bodies and other bodies and other bodies. And that duration of time, the body and awareness of consciousness, spirit, whatever word you like, source, God, it degraded. And this is one of the tools to oppose that. So if we can be free on our own land and start working on ourselves, just to not have to think and just be at one with our families and just have absolute blast forevermore. And so thank you for listening to me. I'm just so excited to help. I'd like to take some calls now on the subject, if you don't mind sticking with Homestead today, until I'll obviously do timelines next and Inspired with Q, take a break and do Inspired with Q. And then I think there was a dialogue with the mermaid taking calls on the back end on PRQ. So should be a good day today. Should be able to get some things done. Anyway, call in at 1-888. I don't know if you need one. 888-627-6008. Again, the phone number is 888-627-6008. 6008. And I'll wait for BBS to populate the phone lines there. Anyway, it should be fun to start looking at the legitimacy of our let's say case law. So I am a huge opponent of the English language. I do not care for it in this body. It is real tricky stuff. But when you look at the preemptive right to possess land pursuant to the Declaration of Independence, the Law of Nations and Treaty of Peace, with Great Britain as an example, using that one, gets kind of interesting. You know, in the clauses, pretty easy to recite, even for the layman. Feel free to call in if you want, 888-627-6008. Any updates you have on yours and so forth, let us know if the PDFs are of value as well. You get some, it's helped you out, get you a little momentum. And so it's a lot of reasons that we're dragging our feet here. And that's to see how much trouble I can get in going this slow. A lot of people watching our process and our progress. So just know that great care is taken. So when you look at the only lawful method to perfect title held in your name, nothing passes a perfect title to public lands but a patent. And when you start reading, you know, a lot of the case law, I think Wilcox versus Jackson is probably the best one. That's 13 petition 498-101. It's real granular here, but I think that's the 264 edition. All questions of fact decided by the General Land Office are binding everywhere, and injunctions and mandamus, I think I'm saying that wrong, mandamus proceedings will not lie against it. So you can't be embarrassed on your own land is typically the term. Forgive me, BBS, if I'm missing your distribution of your calls, but maybe nobody wants to talk today. I'm good with that too. Tired of hearing myself, as you know. This document is inspired to be attached to all deeds and or conveyances in the name of the party you name, and to never be separated from them. The required recording of this document in a manner known as, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna be able to do this. Nunc, I thought I was Jewish once. Nunc pro tunc is mandated and endorsed by the United States positive supreme law inside by case history in this document. Okay. That was me making fun of Latin and French and Arabic all at the same time, but we're going to miss that. All right, let's get to some callers. I'm glad I'm popular. Anyway, start reading through some of that case law. That'll be updated. We'll do our best to get it in this week, and bear with BBS as they got a lot to do there. And I'll start taking callers. Annette from Florida. What happens if BLM doesn't have that area patent online? Annette, are you
hello,
there?
Hello, hello,
hello. Hello. Thank you so much for calling.
Hello, hello, hello. I love you. Thank you for taking love my
you.
Call.
Thank you. You bet.
We're recovering from the hurricane, so Manfred's trying to get his water going, and he's not here today, but I promised I'd ask this question. So we are trying to do the Palm Springs, California, and Georgia and Tennessee for different properties for men and women, and they're not on the BLM. So now what do we do?
Well, with the California stuff, I think that Arizona office, the volunteer we have there can grab that one. The reason we picked Arizona for one of the first offices help support is that you heard the beautiful caller last week that said, hey, this is a playground, let's do this. And that geography is really interesting. So you can get one BLM office, that territory covers a lot. So going in the office physically, unfortunately, is the foolproof way. And we're also watching some shenanigans on the updates of their software. We used to be able to overlay maps, and you could take your county's parcel number and overlay it on the legacy BLM mapping. Looks like that's disappeared temporarily, we assume. So stuff like that.
That is correct.
As far as your area, you got to go to the office. I'm so sorry, because they're understaffed, and this is really important. So the person listening right now for this cause is going to have a solution for you, because now they'll. So we're showing some very key people in very key positions in our legacy military or governance. They need to hear about this because, you know, we're all the numbers. So keep funneling opportunities like that. So the person that turns over the rocks to make that cleaner is now going to go address that and say, BLM, you owe us that, things like that. Does that make sense?
Oh, excellent. Thank you so much. Yeah, we were not sure if we...
You're talking to the complaint line with a lot. So, and I mean, there's a lot of people listening in going, what's going on over there? Now, if we come off as crazy people, things aren't going to go well for us. So we got to make sure we're talking talking our truth. But for the most part, I understand that because I've seen quite a bit of that too. Thank you so much. Any other questions?
Yeah. So that's the other thing that we were asking about, because we can't identify the meets and bounds for each of these patents. And so you kind of just said it. They took the map down. So it's making it harder for us to identify where
did you notice the timing?
Yeah, of course. They know what we're doing.
That's right. This is the real game now.
So this is the real game. Yeah, they're trying to outrun us.
Yeah,
okay,
so we'll take care of this. You bet.
And all of our love to the Queen of Hearts as well. Thank you so much. And have
you
a
betcha,
beautiful day.
You betcha. Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you. Yeah, so there's another example. So I got to know where the problems are. We use our consciousness and the conscious gateways, but our priority is our priority. What are we passionate about doing moving forward? Yeah, we're not real thrilled about our kids getting vaccinated or when they come out of the womb. Okay, so that's obviously a topic. But these ones are so, you know, day in and day out, you can't get a politician to help you because in your local government, because they're supporting local government. And it's not that these are bad people or bad intentions. They've just been mind controlled to believe in compartmentalization of governance. So we can go around all of that with this radio show as a conference room and keep growing it. And the people listening don't have to make a lobby. Don't have to make a committee. We don't have to vote. We can just say, this is ours. And we're going to do this. Rob from Burlington, thank you so much for being patient. Updates for homesteading in Ontario and Manitoba. Please, Rob, what do you have?
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good. Thanks for doing the work you're doing. It means the world to me. I just very passionate about your geography. So please, anything you got is great.
Yeah, it's interesting. So I'll give you a little bit about Ontario. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, they closed all the offices. So I went to the closest one and they said, you have to go online. And so I did some running around there. And I think for Ontario, what we have to do is actually go through the Ministry of Natural Resources to get a copy of Crown Land Patent. So I touched base with someone there and she's very helpful. But it's all online, like I said. So they provide a map. And from what I see, I was trying to go in and see if I could pull, areas that were patented or things like that and kind of, you know, echoing what you guys are doing out there. But really, I don't think you're able to do that. I think all that they'll let you do is, you know, use it to find the parcel or whatever area it is. And then you have to submit a request for it. And they're charging like, I think, $60, $70 Canadian. And you have to know what specific parcel or whatever area or piece of land it actually is. So there's no way to, like, from what I can tell, there's no way to just pull that information, in a big group or look for specific ones that are, you know, with no successor. So I was just, you know, kind of updating people if anybody else has any information for Ontario. Or, and I don't think they call it a loyal title. From what I can see here in Ontario, they call it land titles absolute.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay, so Jonah, I'm sure, is listening too. So the other people in British Columbia I've chatted with, they would probably argue that they're able to find those documents. So I'm more curious on the volume of degradation of the dictations were because that side of the country's older than the west side. I can tell you in my physical body's history, we have plan in Red Deer that's patented. And so I might give it to one of you. I might just sign it over to somebody that's up in there and see how they do in that area. But wouldn't Manitoba be the cleanest? Is that your opinion?
Well, so it's kind of just...
I mean, the easiest to work with? I mean, Quebec has got to be the toughest, doesn't it?
Yeah, I haven't spent much time there, but I don't parlay a lot of français, so might be difficult. But Manitoba, just strangely enough, I had kind of one... just through speaking with my mom and one of her clients that she works with... she mentioned that, oh, you know, my son's looking into the Homestead Act, and the lady was like, oh my God, she said we just dealt with that, and so I'm kind of telling you the story secondhand, so I don't have exact details, but I guess this lady, her mom passed away and left a property to her children, and I don't know what the deal was. I guess the mother's partner, or you know, their stepfather or whatever, I don't know what their relation, if it was bad or whatever, but he was living on the property and they were trying to get him out. They tried to kick him out, saying and then his lawyer invoked the Homestead Act, so the lady said, we just dealt with that, and they actually had to come to an agreement and pay him apparently to leave. So I guess in Manitoba it seems like that is maybe still going strong, so it might be a little bit easier than maybe say Ontario.
Yeah, I put a lot of energy into there, and others did too. So is it too much trouble to get that case law? I just need the file number. I just need the two parties' names.
She wasn't comfortable with me. I could ask, but she was kind of like, well, don't say anything because it's a client and it's confidential. And I said, okay, well, I'm not going to say names or anything. I don't even know the person's name. I'm just going to use it as an example case. There's listeners in Manitoba or anywhere else, but I could definitely try.
All right. Well, somebody will find it. So how old was the case?
I think it's fairly recent. Like from what I understand, it was probably a couple of weeks ago, and unless they were just talking about. But yeah, I think it was fairly recent because I just heard about it about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so I will share most of the Canadians I've talked to in the last couple of years. Their success has come from finding a neighbor that inherited their what we're calling a loyal title here. So if you can find a neighbor, a friend, family member, anywhere around you, that's worked pretty well because now when you go to the office, Interior of Administration, correct?
Well, in Ontario, there's no office anymore. Like, that's what I'm saying is they closed the offices. I actually went to one and they said, you got to call this number and it's all online. So I don't even know, like, where would we file this stuff once we get it? Like, that's what's kind of, you know, had me pondering. No. Right now.
Okay. Whoever manages the software is your office. So they'll take care of you. So you're going to have to go in the office and say, I just don't have a computer. I don't know how to use computers, but I want to know where my original homestead is. And when you have your neighbors or friends or family, you say, this is the one that my neighbor has. I'd like mine too. Am I on my neighbor's? So that's how we started, is looking at everybody around a certain geography and seeing who had what, where, and really just to heal the land and originally, and then heal the people to get them out of the tyranny. And it was pretty valuable because then you're a teacher all of a sudden if you can make friends. But okay, that's great updates. Any other questions for me?
No, not at the moment. I just wanted to provide an update. And so if anybody else out here in Canada is doing the work too, I heard Jonah last a couple of weeks ago. So just to give some people that, you know, inspiring confidence that there's, you know, it's alive and well in Manitoba, and, you know, there's other people looking into it. So, you know, strap up the boots and do the work, and we'll all come together.
Yeah, right on. Thank you so much. This is awesome. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Take care. Have an awesome one.
You too. All right. So, yeah, that's pretty important about the I have to say it correctly, the process. It's actually process, everyone. Come on. never get tired of that. I'm using myself, that is. The time in which we started promoting global freedom on land, why should we have to leave? Why should we have to leave our land? Why do we have to go to another country to be free? So that, of course, is a great plan. So you can see the timing of these pretend governing bodies understand the game is on. And I'm sorry to hear that there are some distractions, but I think it'll be just fine. We'll get through this, no problem. Robin from Michigan, thanks for calling in. Question about the Lauren TV stamp. Please, Robin, what is your question?
Okay, so I went down to the Register of Deeds to get my warranty deed certified along with the map plotted for the lake that's on the property. And the stamp that they put on it is, you know, one of those that look like Braille, but it's in red. Do I need to have that redone based on what's at the bottom of all the steps in regard to the blue ink?
Yeah, on the back side, there would be a signature of the individual, the clerk, and their office stamp, correct?
Yes.
As long as you have both those. And they charge you $2 or $1.50, or what do they charge you?
I think it was like $8 or something like that. But I just don't want to have to do rework, so I just want to make sure I'm getting it all done as I go.
Yeah, make sure you get multiple copies, and you unfortunately you got to keep them in hard file. You'll see some drama on your computers as we switch over here, and so I'm sorry to inform you everything's got to be hard file, because you know when the day comes and somebody wants to argue with you, you're not gonna be able to count on the computers. It's not to say you're going to have any problems. It's you just want to have it and understand it. And then when your children have the same opportunity, it's right there for them.
Okay. Are you saying hard copy in regard to hard file? Same thing, right? Hard
yeah. Copy? Yes, please. Forgive me. Yeah. It's just the next generation. The next generation that we leave our properties to is what I'm. And maybe even frame it. You know, it's not a bad idea. I'm not a huge fan of symbolism, obviously, for epigenetic reasons. But why wouldn't we keep it in a very special place? You know?
Exactly. And then the example documents that you sent over, I'm assuming those are just examples for us to study so that we know when the actual document comes to us to go down and do the succession, because at first I thought that you guys wanted us to create our own, but I'm deciding that's probably not the right way, because if everybody did that, it would be pretty chaotic. So I'm assuming there's more documents to come.
Yeah, so again, we're just on step two now today, and we got talking points about it. Now you can listen back to the show and so forth, but the fun one that's coming is when you have your original land grant document and you have the seal on there and everything. I believe that'll be step three. But anyway, there'll be a same. So it's always in calligraphy. Notice you can't really read it, can you?
Right.
it's very difficult to read because the way we wrote calligraphy transitioned all the time. Another tricky game of succession of how do I make it so you don't understand a language that we're speaking today 150 years ago? Oh, I'm going to write it in calligraphy so you don't even know what that word looks like in calligraphy. All planned and engineered, believe it or not. So that 200 years later, your kids are now typing on computers and they've never even written cursive or calligraphy or otherwise. So that was all engineered.
Yeah,
believe it or not.
Yeah, they stopped teaching it in our schools over here. Then I have one last question, if you don't mind.
Anyway, what I'll finish with, I don't want to get in your way, but the translation page you're going to get is all in a font that you'll recognize as Times New Roman or what have you. So that's why I'm going a little slow here, is because the artists that are doing the translation, I'm a little laggard on that one so far. And that's real important that when you are working with county or otherwise, if you have to, you can say what it has been written and prove it to them. So that's why we're going a little slow here. Make sure you get some material in the meantime. Please, your next question.
Okay, the next question is, 2 weeks ago, I think it was September 28th, you made a comment to me in regard that you are available for interviews. And I am asking you, when are you available?
Well, I knew I was going to get nailed on that. How about right now? What do you got?
Right now?
Looks like I'm available.
Yeah, right now is not good. Well, I was thinking more like if you'd like to come on to my Awakening Wave show.
The what's it called?
It's the Awakening Wave show.
Awakening Wave show. Oh, I've seen this dialogue.
It's every other Saturday, and it's right after.
It's right after this show, isn't it? No, the next show.
Yeah, actually after the Timeline show, yes.
Oh, that's too cool. I'd love to. You want some time to put together some questions?
Absolutely. That would be wonderful. I truly, truly appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah, I don't have anything else to do. So anyway, I want to learn everyone's perspective. And sort the information with you. And it's just really fun to sort information as we all get our knowledge back. So yeah, let's do it. I'll call into the boys and let them know when I'm available. Is that all right?
Okay. And so like the 16th of November, if that's open for you, just something. Okay.
I'll see if I can make that one work.
All right.
The topics, you going to make them fun?
I sure am.
That's my only encouragement.
I promise you.
If they're not fun, I will hang up, though, because I love fun. I know they're going to be fun.
Oh, they'll
I'm not
be
being
fun.
Critical. Okay, cool. I'm in it.
All right, thank you.
All right, you have fun now. Have a blast. All right, so moving on here. Yeah, so those stamps are very critical, and having the signature on the back. Let's see how we're doing for time here today. Okay, I got a few more here. Okay, BK from California, line 5. Question about details and definition of the land. Details and definition of land. Okay, this BK, are you there?
Yes, thank you so much, Q. Earlier in this info sharing, and thank you a million, you and your team, you had mentioned that there was tax parcels 2 adjoining. We have 3 adjoining, and you said you would detail how, for a legal description, attachment A, for instance, how to state those adjoining tax parcels. In our case, we have different ways the deeds were, blah, blah, blah. It's very complicated. So that was my first question. Thank you.
Yeah. So when we played with Flynn, thank you for your question. And going to be more common than not as well. The individual listening right now, he will have that sample will be up this week. And you'll notice that both parcels are listed and the land description is in succession. Let me make sure I got that right. Okay, so this is not complicated at all. You just have where your organizational alignment, you have to be careful of the sequencing. It doesn't really matter. The possession, we'll assume that all parcels are possessed by you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so yes, it's no problem. You just, so basically when your declaration of grantees, it'll be very clear once BBS loads it up for you. The declaration of grantees, assignees notice, and claim of forever benefit. The original line item will be tax parcel number. You'll list it, and then the next parcel, and then the next parcel, and then the declaration comes behind it. And then as long as you have your description of the land, so as an example, beginning at the center of said section, thence south, all those descriptors, once you put them all together, you know, it's very, very dry wording, the way they surveyed the land back then. And then you just state the situate in the county and or state it's in. And then, of course, you'll see the description is exempting any public contracts that may infringe on the reasonable and necessary rights of a relevant land owner. So it's really not that complicated. It is very, very important, though, that you describe the exact parcel. So if you get that wrong, you could have issues. So you have to really take what they're calling the legacy description and, excuse me, what we're calling the legacy description and using the descriptors that the county you're in, state you're in, are using too. So there's no wiggle room now if you ever needed to use that. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Brilliant. Thank you.
Once you see the document, it'll be real clear. We've made it so you can just, you know, we've redacted, you know, this identified land, but you'll see it's very, very simple. And once you get that far, it should fall into place. You're very savvy and intelligent. So any other questions?
Thank you so very much. Just one other at the moment is I have received one copy of the original land grant document. Only one copy was all I requested. And so you're saying get multiple copies of everything, and that is my question. Do I have to have another one now?
They're $2. You're going to find a value with them if you start needing them. Okay, so let's just say your title company can't. They're going to want to see the original. They're not going to want to see a copy. Courts don't want to see a copy unless the original, et cetera, et cetera. Lawyers will get you every time if you have to get in a battle. So it's not that you're going to get in battles. It's that it's just not a lot of money, and they're there for you. If they're $2, why wouldn't we get 10, 15 of them? And that way it secures the legacy of the home too. And if you do sell the property, you can give it to them, and et cetera, et cetera. That's why I suggested that. I think our guy pulls 10 for each land patent. I'm not sure which. We got stacks of them. All right. Thank you so much. Please keep calling in. All right. Thank you so much, BK. That's really valuable. California is near and dear to me getting remediated, we would say. Okay, I got a few more minutes here before I take a break for timelines. Stanley from Red Deer, Alberta. General question on homesteading. Stanley from Red Deer. That's a proper Canadian name.
Hi. I got all kinds of questions, but let's just start with, I wouldn't mind networking with Rob over in Ontario and Manitoba. There's a firm by the name of Terranet that are scooping up all the land patents in Ontario and Manitoba.
Yeah, that's why we're doing this. They're not the only ones. Please keep speaking.
And also in Ontario, just out of Toronto, an Amish community, 70 different farm families, they travel cross in their buggy, horse and buggy. They crossed the border. They were crossing the border through the pandemic, and they had accumulated. They don't have cell phones. And so the Customs Border Patrol there, they wrote them up every time they went through for violating the arrive can or arrive scam, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
So they accumulated, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of fines, and so the government has put a lien on their properties. And so obviously, they haven't any knowledge of the land patents, but that would certainly be a good one.
Hang on just a second there. I helped a couple people do the same thing crossing Canada during this fake pandemic. When you're calling it government, can you define government that is putting a lien on them?
It's the border control. The customs officials have put a lien on the Amish properties.
Okay.
And I got that through Rebel News. It was 2 weeks ago this happened. So Rebel News is crowdfunding for a lawyer to help the Amish, but I don't know if that's the answer. Land patents would be the answer, but that's 2,000 miles away from where I'm at here in Red Deer, Alberta. But I'd like to network with you as well, because I heard you mentioned something about you have a background here.
Yeah, so the legacy there is pretty interesting, and of course, getting to see, I noticed you guys are all a fan of your president, prime minister, whatever name you're giving him. I'm getting facetious.
Well, we got a nutcase prime minister, but the premier in Alberta is pretty good. Like, I think she's got a trying.
Yeah, so this one's interesting because now do me a favor. Your border patrol, I think you're going to find they're a contractor within your governing system. So they couldn't take, as you pointed, they're not employees of your government.
So it's
pretty easy. Yeah, they're all incorporated. And so what you would do, and of course the Amish is like, I don't even deal with you people. I don't even know what that is. So why would I? What's this thing? I don't even have a mailbox. So how am I supposed to get fined or put a lien on my land? So yeah, a homestead, the homesteading process. Again, we need to learn from you all, and we'll figure this out. But absolutely, that would be the highest form of title for your land when Canada was homesteading. And notice how old Canada is. Come on, how old is Canada?
Well, it's pretty new compared to a lot of countries, but I mean, it's
that's right. It's an interesting story, and I really love this one. So the reason I love this one so much, I'm gonna have to drop the line pretty quick here, but the reason I love the dialogue with Canada and much of the European countries, Canada and Australia, is the goal for the Ding Dongs. There was a large alien fashion group. Forgive being so outspoken, but if you were going to take over a large geography, you'd pick the area with the least amount of people. So you would control who could live there and who couldn't. So look at how big Canada is versus its population. Look how big Australia is versus where's the Queen? She went for both of them. And then made America work for both parties. It's an incredible story. I assure you, this is a legacy alien agenda to make hierarchies that control very large volumes of geography, many different reasons. So you can see that it's easier to control a larger population, uneducated, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes.
That's good news. That's really true. it's really good news for me because wait a minute, I was just sitting here on my land and you said now I have to get back in the system. We don't even use money. We just trade our products with our neighbors. I mean, you see how we have to get on top of this, yeah?
Oh, yes, yeah. Yeah, and the Amish one would be a great one because two things, you know, it's all leans from the pandemic, that COVID scam thing, and then their, you know, true definition of the word homesteaders, but they've still been had.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
So I get that. So I'd be interested if, I don't know how to go about getting a hold of Rob, if he's interested to have a chat, but can I just send an email requesting or asking for that or whatever?
Yeah. Okay. You have a subscription, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have all your contact information. I'll go ahead and the people listening right here, we'll start. So we're looking for population. Who's really motivated? We'll get a good conference room for us for just Canada and all the other countries coming forward is our expectation. So let's shoot for that and get all the Canadians that are interested on one conference line. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's terrific. I think, yeah.
Okay. So the people listening will be talking about that with me this week. Thank you so much for your call. I have to move on. And BBS Radio, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for your help today. I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be back with timelines next and we'll talk about some timelines. Have a beautiful few minutes without me. Good day.